Berbicara tentang kematian membuat banyak dari kita merasa tidak nyaman. Namun, dengan menghindari topik ini, bisa jadi justru membuat keadaan ini nantinya menjadi lebih buruk. Berbicara tentang surat wasiat, petunjuk perawatan, dan permintaan-permintaan lainnya dengan keluarga terdekat kita merupakan hal yang penting bagi kita dan juga keluarga. Berikut ini pendengar, rangkuman yang disusun oleh Audrey Bourget dan Ildiko Dauda. Banyak rencana yang kita lakukan dalam hidup kita, seperti misalnya karir, liburan, bahkan menu makanan dalam satu minggu. Lalu kemudian mengapa hanya sedikit saja orang yang memiliki rencana akan akhir hidupnya? Perencanaan akhir kehidupan dibuat agar harapan atau permintaan Anda dihormati dan agar mereka, orang terdekat Anda, tahu apa yang harus dilakukan. Jesse Williams adalah direktur eksekutif dari Groundswell Project, organisasi tanpa profit yang ingin mengubah bagaimana cara orang memandang kematian. Dirinya mengatakan bahwa sebagian besar orang tidak pernah menyampaikan keinginan terakhir mereka kepada siapapun.
Most of us will have a what we call a medicalized death. So with very good medical care, we will have a death or a dying experience that we may want to have a say in. So, for example, for some people, you know, they would like to be in a hospital for their dying experience and they want the best of medical care. For other people, it's the last place they want to be.
Ia menyarankan agar masyarakat secara jelas memberitahukan apa keinginan terakhir mereka pada orang-orang terdekatnya.
I think the most important thing is to have a conversation with your friends and your family. So we often hear from people who work in health services or in palliative care or in emergency in hospital that, you know, people are coming in at a very stressful time in their lives and they've never actually spoken to their friends or family who are coming in with them about what's most important to them. So we really encourage you to just have a chat about what's important to you, what are your values.
Jika Anda setuju dengan hal ini, tetapi belum memiliki rencana akhir kehidupan, Jesse Williams mengatakan bahwa sekarang adalah saat yang tepat untuk memulainya.
There's no age for it. I think earlier the better. So, you know, we want to have these conversations when we're well. I think many people see, you know, marriage or perhaps a baby as a trigger point to getting their end-of-life plans together. Certainly the numbers go up the older we get, but, you know, things can happen at any time. So I would say if you're in your 30s and 40s, definitely a good time to get those plans together.
Salah satu hal yang harus Anda pikirkan adalah membuat surat wasiat. Di banyak negara, ketika seseorang meninggal, maka properti atau aset yang mereka miliki secara otomatis akan diberikan kepada pihak keluarga. Namun di Australia, surat wasiat merupakan satu-satunya cara agar Anda yakin bahwa aset Anda akan diberikan pada mereka yang Anda kehendaki. Pengacara Nalika Padmasena dari layanan hak-hak lanjut usia di New South Wales menyarankan agar Anda mendapatkan saran hukum independen.
It is important your intentions are expressed clearly to reduce the chances of argument as to who gets what. For this reason, it is better to have a solicitor or the New South Wales trustee or private trustee draft the will. We do not recommend using a will kit. Now, you can buy the will kit from a newsagent or post office, but we do not recommend using that will kit.
Surat wasiat Anda haruslah spesifik dan selalu diperbaharui. Wasiat tersebut akan berlaku hingga saat Anda meninggal atau hingga Anda mengubah atau mencabutnya. Nalika Padmasena mengatakan bahwa penting bagi Anda untuk mengubah surat wasiat ketika situasi berubah.
You should make changes to your will or make a new will if certain events occur in your life, such as if you marry or you divorced or major beneficiary dies. Or you have children or grandchildren. So in that circumstance, you need to get legal advice and make necessary changes to your will. Especially when you remarry, the marriage invalidates an existing will if it does not contemplate the marriage.
Anda juga sebaiknya mempertimbangkan untuk memiliki living will atau Advance Care Directive, yang mana merupakan dokumen yang mencantumkan keinginan Anda tentang bagaimana perawatan medis di akhir hidup Anda. Hal ini perlu dilakukan sebagai tindakan berjaga-jaga jika Anda tidak dalam keadaan yang memungkinkan untuk membuat keputusan terkait dengan hal ini saat dibutuhkan nanti.
It is a form which set out the medical care you wish to receive or not receive in case you are no longer able to speak for yourself or make decisions for yourself. It is also advisable that you fill in this form in consultation with your doctor because your doctor knows your medical history. It is also particularly important when you have a progressive illness or life-limiting illness or terminal condition. You can give general and specific instructions in that document about the treatment, such as resuscitation, life support, or artificial feeding. So these are the things that you can decide whether you want to carry on or not.
Dirinya menambahkan bahwa penting bagi orang-orang terdekat di sekitar Anda untuk mengetahui bahwa Anda membuat dokumen ini.
We suggest the document must be specific, current, in writing, signed by you and witnessed. If witnessed by your doctor, he or she can testify as to your capacity and also they can explain the treatment they provide to you. It is best to let the doctor and the hospital and your family and your guardian and the aged care facility know about your wishes that you make that document and that you have completed and signed the advanced care directive. You should let them know where the original is kept and must provide a copy to them.
Beberapa hal lain yang Anda bisa bicarakan dengan orang terdekat Anda, pendengar, adalah seperti misalnya jenis pemakaman yang Anda inginkan dan apakah Anda ingin mendonorkan organ tubuh Anda. Jesse Williams dari Groundswell Project mengatakan Dying to Know Day dicanangkan untuk diperingati pada tanggal 8 Agustus untuk membantu Anda memulai pembicaraan tentang hal-hal tersebut.
If it does feel uncomfortable, the best way to have a conversation about death, dying, and grief is just to crack the ice. Just do it. Because actually it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. And we find that most people, once the topic is on the table, most people actually have an interest in the idea of talking about it. And most people actually want to have the conversation. So I think our fears can stop us from having the conversation, but I would just encourage anybody and everybody just to break the ice. And then once you've done that, you're on your way.